And the artist Thomas Kincaid calls himself the painter of light. An estimated 1 out of 20 homes in the U.S. owns something by him, if not a painting, then a print or a coffee mug or calendar. But even with all those sales, Kincaid's company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It expects to have a plan of reorganization soon. Alex Schmidt reports that Kincaid's business troubles haven't hurt his sales.
A Thomas Kincaid can make you feel like you're strolling down a cobblestone path to a cozy cottage with smoke puffing out of the chimney.
When I look at a Thomas Kincaid picture, I get a warm, soft, cozy feeling like I want to go into wherever that is and be part of it.
Annie Kane was window shopping outside a gallery in Irvine, California that carries Thomas Kincaid. She's a particular fan of his winter scenes, which feature perfect blankets of snow over peaceful gardens, and, of course, snow-covered cottages lit from within.
Well, I think it harkens back to an imagined past, before cities, before crowds, before traffic, before the stresses of everyday life.
UCLA's Amy Davis wrote her master's thesis on Kincaid.
I've heard of, you know, almost quasi-religious experiences with some of these paintings.
Kincaid has said the light that streams through his paintings is the light of Jesus Christ. But some of his gallery owners have accused the artist of using shared Christian values to defraud them. They say he convinced them to open galleries in areas that couldn't support them, and then, on top of that, competitively undervalued his own paintings. Terry Shepard was a longtime colleague of Kincaid's and testified in lawsuits gallery owners brought against the artist.
It's very disappointing when any individual professes a worldview that's about peace, love, joy, family, and then ends up taking a position that is contradictory.
The gallery owners won a nearly $3 million judgment and are attempting to collect after the company declared bankruptcy in June. To add to the artist's troubles, earlier this year, Kincaid was arrested for a DUI and his mugshot made its way around the internet. Still, he continues to sell.
I've been carrying Thomas Kincaid for over 22 years.
Marty Brown is co-owner of the Village Gallery in Irvine.
And the fact that he's been selling with such regularity for such a long time is unprecedented.
The Kincaid Company sees the success as part of a calculated business model. They methodically sell Kincaid's products in as many formats as possible, from calendars to lithographs to armchairs. Company COO Frank Terrell.
What's compelling about this brand is, over the course of time, about 25 million people have purchased some kind of Kincaid product. That's an incredible footprint.
Terrell says the company has changed.
There's an enormous amount of demand out there for Tom's products.
New plans entail building partnerships with the likes of Disney and Warner Brothers and strengthening direct-to-consumer avenues like QVC. Not that any of it matters to a longtime fan like Annie Kane.
This is the first I heard that he's going bankrupt. And I don't look upon his paintings any different. I won't.
Presumably, when Kincaid's fans start doing their Christmas shopping, they won't look at his calendars, Lazy Boy loungers, or curtains any differently either. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.